Thank you.
We'll continue with our agenda today. Number seven, the Lake Byron land trade. We've got Ryan Wendinger. He'll be joining us virtually. And Ryan, when you can hear me and you are ready, you can begin, sir. Yes, we can.
All right, very good. Share my screen here and... All right, can you guys see that?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
All right, very good. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Ryan Wendinger, Habitat Program Administrator. Yeah, I come before you again here. I brought this topic to you last month as an information item and bring it before you today as an action item. Lake Byron land exchange that we've been working on. So we have a couple of different properties here that we want to exchange. Lake Byron is currently owned by the Parks Division located in Vito County. It's on the northwest side of Lake Byron. Essentially what's happened there is a shed was inadvertently built on the property on GFP property. So staff platted out 0.21 acres for the shed that's encroached and then a 7-foot setback to meet county guidelines. Platting this off and taking this off of the lakeside use area would not impact the current intended use of the area. And we had this property appraised, the land there, the 0.21 acres that's been parceled off, appraised at $11,500. That does not include the cost of the shed or anything, just the land itself. The other property that we're Game Fish and Parks is looking to acquire here is the Kurkowski property located up near Grenville in Day County, on the northwest corner of Wabay Lake. It adjoins some Game Fish and Parks property. We have a water access area there that's heavily used by fishermen to access Wabay Lake on the boat ramp there. And the property, the Kurkowski property, is approximately 61 acres in size. 15 acres is land there, the peninsula you can see on the map, and then 46 acres of water. The seller had come to us in the past and is interested in it being traded to Game Fish and Parks, or is understanding that it will be traded to Game Fish and Parks, and would like the property to be named the Kurkowski property, carry on the family name. So that property was also appraised and came back at $61,000. So the exchange process here, what would take place is a third party individual will come in and purchase the Kurkowski property for agreed upon price of $25,000. They would then trade that property to Game Fish and Parks for the 0.21 acres over at Lake Byron in Vito County. And then in addition to that, that third party would also acquire the private lot next to the Lake Byron property with the rest of the remaining storage shed to make that property essentially whole and have that shed be entirely owned by one individual. Again, GFP would take ownership of the Kurkowski property in Day County through that exchange. And that property would remain in the Parks Division as a lakeside use area. We would name it after the family as requested. I had to reach out to neighbors, things like that. We've had some comments with the neighbor to the east there, and all has been well. And I guess we do have a signed agreement with both the private individuals that would be engaged in this exchange completed. And so everything's in place as of right now. I'd stand by for any questions and then ask you to adopt Resolution 23-31, I believe.
Very good. Any questions for Ryan on the Lake Byron land trade or comments at this point? Ryan, I do have a question for you. This is a unique opportunity, I think, for the state, for the people of South Dakota, but I'm just curious from your standpoint, just how unique is something like this? Have we seen things like this present themselves to the GFMP and to the people before?
Madam Chair, as far as this type of a trade is pretty uncommon, I guess. We have had instances before where, you know, old boundaries at some point maybe weren't surveyed, things of that nature. And we've discovered typically things not of this size, like a storage shed. Other things that may be overlapping. Sometimes it's utility easements. It may be various things from many years ago. In those cases, we've been able to work out to whether it's an easement or other various agreements to get things to really carry forward without any issues. In this case here, it's obviously a storage shed that's split down the middle. It's very unique. It's unfortunate, but I think this provides us a clear path forward to get everybody in a good position and kind of meet where everybody's at and solve the issue here. So.
Very good. I know a lot of hard work has gone into this, so good job on the part of you and everybody involved. This will be a very good trade for South Dakota. With that, Commissioner Bartley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartley here. Just wondering, do either of these properties, do we have any planning and zoning issues from the counties on any of this type of property trade? I don't know that those counties have zoning, but just wondering if there's anything that we've had to, a hurdle we've had to go over with that.
Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so Willie may be able to chime in, but from my understanding, the 7-foot setback there, we've met that by...
Ryan, I don't know if you can hear us, but hold on. We'll see if we can get you back on. We have lost you. Oh, Willie, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Madam Commissioner, Commissioner Secretary Robley. Willie Kelignan, Regional Supervisor for the Parks Division out of Watertown. And part of that lot, the reason why it was shaped the way it is at Lake Byron, because there is some setbacks from the county on the lake lots, 7 feet from a building, and so from the lot line. And so we did take that into account to make sure that whoever, that the individual ending up with both of those lots making one whole is able to move forward in the future with ownership issues. So.
Any other questions or comments on the resolution before us? With that, we would need a motion and a second. Move to approve the resolution. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner White. All of those in favor of moving the resolution forward and adopting it, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Ryan. I don't know if he can hear us. He's done a great job at putting this together for us. Ryan, I hear you're back with us. Any final thoughts as we wrap up this item?
No, thank you, Madam Chair. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. We will continue.